The city completed the two-story addition to Mountain View Manor elderly housing in late 2003. Since then, city officials say it's developed structural problems and they want the designers to fix it. In a January 5th closed-door executive session, the city council talked about their legal options with the city attorney. The 24-unit building includes assisted living and independent living apartments. City manager Richard Underkoffler says councilors are concerned about the safety of the residents.
If there was a good earthquake, what's the probability of having a collapse of the building? So that's part of the scope of the next phase of the structural engineering analysis, is to try to figure out what the probability is of, if we had a serious earthquake, what the probability of having a problem with the building is.
Noticeable earthquakes are rare in Petersburg, but they do occur periodically. For instance, a magnitude 6.8 quake rattled Petersburg and the rest of the region in June 2004. The city council came out of its executive session and unanimously directed the city attorney to demand that the project's design consultants fix what the city claims are the design and construction deficits of the facility. Underkoffler says there are two separate problems, one of which is the porte cochere, or portico, a large drive-through entryway which is pulling away from the main structure. According to Underkoffler, a second problem involves the building's entire foundation system.
The second problem has to do with the structure itself, which is moving towards the north and breaking away from the existing attachment to the elderly housing building that was built about 25 years ago.
The city hired an engineering firm, URS Corporation of Seattle, to look at the structure this year. URS senior geotechnical engineer Martin McCabe described some of his findings in a report to the city late last month. On the issue of the main building foundation, McCabe concluded that the foundation system was, quote, inadequate for conditions at this site and does not meet the standard of care and design and construction practice in the state of Alaska. Specifically, McCabe described a 1-inch gap forming between the old and new buildings and a slight but apparent 1-degree northward tilt in most pilings. According to the report, cracks were limited to the area around the connection to the old building, and those cracks were judged to have stabilized in 2006. There were no cracks or distortions observed in the rest of the new building, according to McCabe. McCabe theorized the lateral forces which caused the structure to move could have come from a variety of conditions, including the 2004 earthquake that shook Petersburg. McCabe went on to recommend that the building needed, quote, a more substantial system for resisting lateral forces. As far as the problem with the portico, McCabe suggested improper installation rather than design flaw. He concluded there was not enough fill material around the footings under the roof's support columns. He reported, quote, the apparent failure of the contractor to obtain direction from the engineer on the geometry of the compacted fill eventually resulted in the inadequate performance of the porte cochere. The primary construction contractor for the project was McGraw Custom Construction of Sitka. A call to the company was not returned in time for this broadcast. But based on the recent engineer's report, the city council is currently focusing its concerns on the design rather than the construction of the building. WH Pacific of Portland, Oregon, was the primary design consulting firm for the project. In terms of the portico problem, company operations manager Hal Kiever says the URS report clearly points to a contractor issue, not a design issue. As far as the design of the building's foundation, Kiever disagrees with the report's findings. After hearing about it this past week, Kiever says he had a conference call with the design team for the Manor project. That included two sub-consulting firms. He says they believe the report's author is very competent, but they question whether he had enough information to reach his conclusions. Based on the conversations with his design team, Kiever says he does not believe there's a problem with the foundation design, nor does he believe there should be concerns about the building's safety. Kiever says his understanding from the designers is that in any foundation, you should expect some movement. He notes that in Petersburg, such movement can be caused by several significant factors, including the unstable muskeg ground cover, high winds, and heavy snow loads, as well as an earthquake like in 2004. One of the project's designers, Mike Peterson of LRS Architects of Portland, was disappointed to hear about the issue this week. He says the design followed building codes and it was reviewed by the state as well as local building officials, who he said also observed and recorded installation of the pilings. Kiever of WH Pacific says the design team visited Petersburg in October 2007 and addressed some of the city's concerns. However, he notes that there has been some turnover in Petersburg's government since then. Kiever has written an email to city manager Richard Underkoffler in the hopes of having a discussion on the issue. In the meantime, Underkoffler planned to update Manor residents and family members on the issue this week. He was also checking into whether Petersburg's insurance would cover the repair costs. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.